I wonder if it's him, Dagon thought. So far as he knew, nobody had ever seen the white fox and lived. 10 years, over 100 bounties turned in. Surely someone knew his name. The authorities in the forts paid him the bounties, after all. The waystop's owner, Madame Silence, passed by the table and deposited Dagon's meal with an unceremonious thump. Scowling, she topped off his beer, spilling a sudsy dribble onto his hand, before limping off. She was a stout woman. Tough. Everyone in the forests was tough. The ones that survived, at least. He'd learned that a scowl from Silence was just her way of saying hello. She'd given him an extra helping of venison. She often did that. He liked to think that she had a fondness for him. Maybe someday. Don't be a fool, he thought to himself, as he dug into the heavily gravied food and took a few gulps of his beer. Better to marry a stone than Silence Montaigne. A stone showed more affection. Likely she gave him the extra slice because she recognized the value of a repeat customer. Fewer and fewer people came this way lately. Too many shades.